Hello and welcome to the Muscatine Airsoft Radio Podcast. Host tonight. Well, actually, first I should say this is the first episode. So, the first hosts are myself, Eric, and
I'm Brady Trigo.
Cool. Don't use last names next time.
Okay,
but whatever. So, we have a little bit of news. It's the day after SHOT Show, and we of course didn't go because this is our first episode. So we'll talk about some things that we saw on videos from SHOT Show that we liked. Some things that we think are stupid, and just some other stuff like that, and then we'll talk about how long we've been playing Airsoft, how we got started, and yeah, we'll just kind of let it flow. So, what was something you saw at SHOT Show that you like?
I really liked the, stock that you could recharge your battery with. I thought that was very useful.
From Vulcan,
yeah.
Yeah, that is something I have never seen before, and I don't think we'll ever see again, but it's really cool. I think that will get bought up really fast. Mm-hmm. Something I liked some of the, new guns that Magpul's bringing out. I thought those were really cool. And I saw just a little clip of the foregrip thing that looked like it had a battery built into it. Mm-hmm. And that would be so much more useful than what my gun is, which is batteries in the stock and it's just a mess. How about some things you thought were stupid?
I think revolver pistols in airsoft. I mean, the idea is cool, but the being practical, it's not very useful. And
yeah, I mean, they're fun, but everyone else has to have revolvers or bolt action rifles.
Yes.
Something I thought was stupid. Ooh, man, this is difficult. I don't know. I wouldn't say this is necessarily from SHOT Show. I mean, I know they were there, but the Tippmann guns, the new Tippmann airsoft guns, I think they're kind of stupid. You're buying a gas blowback gun that you can make an HPA gun. But it's still a gas blowback at heart. And, I mean, they're not going to survive in the market very long. It's too saturated with the SMPs and the Polar Stars. And now apparently, the Vulcan, too?
Yes.
Vulcan has a new HPA thing out now, too. So, all those just... Tippmann's going to die in the airsoft market. They have to fit a very... tough area to fill. And I mean, they've got to improve on Daytona Guns design to make it work. So, okay.
Yeah, I agree.
A couple news things I saw that Brady did not. And this kind of brings up something that I think we've both dealt with is there was a guy somewhere here in the US, I don't remember where, but he got in a lot of trouble for pointing an airsoft gun at a couple of elementary school kids. This will open probably a good discussion. I say he's an idiot.
Oh yeah, I completely agree. I mean,
and this also brings up a story that, I have. There were a couple of people when our team first started that decided they would go play at a public park here in Muscatine, Iowa. And they then claimed to be a part of the airsoft team that I'm the leader of, and they were not. And I got in a lot of trouble for it. We ended up losing our location where we could meet and stuff like that because of them. Got an angry call from a police officer. So this brings up another subject of safety with airsoft and how it is very necessary. But when people go and get stuff from Walmart or Dick's Sporting Goods or Shields, they don't really learn about it. This is why SB-199... I think it was SB-199, passed out in California, and why now they're going to have bright colored stuff on their gun. And you have anything to say about
Yeah, I think anytime, I mean, there's been issues all over the news of kids having airsoft guns pointed at police officers where they sometimes, even if they do have the orange tip or maybe they covered it up or painted or take it off or something, and I mean, people have died shot by police officers, and that's not a police officer's fault. I mean, that's definitely the kid wielding the airsoft gun because...
Yeah. And, I mean, we were both big supporters of our local police and our military and everything like that. It shouldn't be their job to distinguish a real gun from an airsoft gun. It is the responsibility of the player to carry their guns in a gun bag when they're going to the field. Don't just carry it loose. Don't be having it out in public. It's simple safety stuff that gets our sport banned. And I have to say that I am deeply saddened by people that claim to be airsofters being air stupids instead.
Yes.
So, now on to our main topic, which is how we got started playing airsoft and how our team started. Just today, actually, we were out building a bunker. Note, don't try to dig in the middle of winter. We ended up digging an 8x12x1 foot hole, but it took us 2 hours to do. And we ended up having to take an axe and chop up all the frozen ground. So it took 7 of us that amount of time. So don't do that. Don't try to build during the winter, especially if you're in the Midwest and it's cold.
So. Fun.
Yeah, fun. It'll be fun when it's done, though.
Oh, it will be. It'll definitely be a two-story bunker. Ground's half dug out, so... first windows will be about ground level on the first floor.
Yeah. And ooh, you know what we should do?
What should we do?
Instead of just having clay as the floor, we should go get some gravel.
Ooh, that gravel would be... but yeah, not a bad idea.
It'd help drainage.
That's true.
Or get sand.
Sand, too. We get sand from the sand pile.
Yeah. Our giant sand pile out there. Yeah, so I'm going to start with Brady since his story is much shorter than mine. How did you get started in airsoft?
Definitely by friends. I mean, I'm probably one of the younger guys on the team. Probably, maybe if not the youngest.
You are the youngest.
I probably am the youngest. Because Chris is a month older than me. But I'm probably the youngest guy. So everybody I know who airsoft started well before me. And my parents are pretty protective over that. So I didn't really wasn't able to get involved for a couple of years until I was older like the rest of the guys. And
older being like 16.
Yeah. I'm currently 15, so I'm still the youngest guy. I need rides everywhere. It's kind of slightly annoying, but it's well worth it.
Wait, no, you're not the youngest on the team, because when's your birthday?
I'm October.
Yeah, you're older than Matt.
Matt.
You know, Matt.
Oh, no, he's a sophomore.
Really?
Yeah, he's a sophomore.
He's not 16, though.
Yeah, he is, I think.
Wow. Yeah, he is. Oh, wow. That's kind of surprising.
Yeah, anyway.
Chuckles. Yeah, you're older than Chuckles.
Chuckles. I wish I was older than Chuckles.
Chuckles the idiot. Hopefully he won't listen to this. You'll know exactly who we're referring to.
Yeah, so I had, like, cousins and, I don't know. First time I was ever shot by an airsoft gun was by him with a CO2 pistol about 5 feet away. He convinced me that it was the only way to be a man. Yeah. I was probably about 9 years old.
Real men get shot by 22.
And then he convinced me, like, that would be, I don't know, he's a couple years older than me. Shot me in the back of the leg, and it didn't hurt that bad. But that was the first time I got shot, and I really didn't really play until I got involved with Eric here, and, in his group, and he had already, I was still in middle school, and they started the group at the high school, so it was, something I got involved with later, and I had a lot of fun with personally. How about you, Eric? How did you get started?
That did not take very long. Well, it's a long story. Shoot, safety's on. I thought that would actually penetrate the target. Yeah, we have guns. We're sitting at my shooting range, and we're doing this. Yeah. I got started when I was in... Yeah, just pick BBs up or whatever. They're everywhere. I got started when I was in sixth grade, I'd say it was. I started playing with my friends, Blaine, who's one of the members of the team, and Nick and Kyle, just some other guys. I'll try to get them on the show sometime here in the future. I started playing with them, and it was a lot of fun. Then one of the team members, Joe, planted this idea in my head. You pull the shell out.
Okay.
Planted this idea in my head of, hey, you know what we should have? We should have an airsoft team. And he never would have even started playing airsoft had it not been for the local paintball field closing. Local paintball field, I mean, like 20 miles away. In another town. But I'm like, yeah, it would be cool. He's like, and you know what else we should do? We should have the school sponsor it. I'm like, yeah, okay, we'll see. But I went to the principal at the school, and he's totally chill with it. He's like, yeah, that sounds awesome. He's like, in my old school I was principal at, we had a paintball team. So we went and basically got a team together, put up some flyers, really didn't do a whole lot of publicity for it. First meeting, 25 people show up. And a lot of them didn't have guns, which was okay. I mean, I had a few at that time because I had been playing for about 2.5, 3 years, maybe even 4 years. It was 4 years at that point. Wow. And the team actually turns a year old in 2 weeks.
Good.
Yeah. Woohoo, 1 year. But that's kind of how
hardship for 1 year.
Yeah. So we have some meetings, we go play, and the paper interviews me. Whatever you do, if you are starting an airsoft team and you are with somewhat of a skeptical place where you're meeting and that's sponsoring you, do not take interviews from your paper. I got tricked into that, and we ended up getting in trouble. I was told at the end of this year, you find a new location to meet. So that wasn't too good. But we have made it work. That was last year. We're enjoying it now. What is that sound? Oh. Yeah, we're not in a sound studio. So that was my brother. He's playing Xbox, like 20 feet from here. So, yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I got started, how the team got started. What else should I have? I mean, we've made it work. We've had a couple of good games. We kind of traveled a bit up and down Eastern Iowa playing. We played up in Central City one time. Personally, I wasn't a huge fan of it. It wasn't really outsider friendly. A couple of us have gone down to Southeast Iowa Airsoft and played with them, and they're pretty chill. They're a lot of fun to play with. And then they've come up and played with us, and that was a lot of fun. I wasn't able to be there. Were you there, Brady?
I was not there, no.
Oh, man. Neither of us were there. Yeah, we both had the flu. It was pretty bad. But from what I heard, it was pretty fun. That's how the team got going, how what we do. We're all high schoolers, by the way.
Yeah, that's something interesting.
Nobody is older than the age of 18. And I know some people are like, oh, this is a group of guys that are just going getting Walmart shit and playing. Well, no, we're not. Brady doesn't have any guns.
You know, I'm one of those. Oh, I do have guns.
He does. They're broken.
They're broken.
He borrows my stuff, which he'll be able to borrow my stuff again once I fix my stuff. But I have a couple of different AGs. I have a G&G combat machine that I bought from a guy for, shoot, how much did I buy that for? I bought it for $50, fixed it, made it work, and it's a really nice gun. And also my normal gun, which is a cyber gun M4. It's pretty nice. I like it. It's not the greatest gun in the world, but, you know, I mean, it's not a Polar Star, but. Which we have one person on the team that is deathly afraid of Polar Stars at this point. After we were playing up at Central City, and he was holding down a little area with his AK, his cyber gun AK, just, you know, kind of how we were. And there were a couple other guys. Well, two other guys get out. So he's like, okay, I can hold it till they come back. And then all he hears is, and he watches the brush explode around him with BBs, and he got ripped up by a Polar Star. Bloody welts, everything. It was pretty funny. Not for him, but for everyone else. So yeah, that's the team. What else should we talk about? Things we're excited for in the new year.
We really did that, didn't we?
That was a SHOT Show.
Oh, that was a SHOT Show. Anything. Yes. Personally, for me in the new year, I'm really excited for this bunker to be built. I mean, this...
We put some sweat into that today.
Yes, and it's, like, not even... It's barely above freezing now, and we were sweating.
It was 50 degrees.
Oh, it was 50 today. I wouldn't really pay attention. But it's probably the warmest day this week. And
the warmest day it will be.
Yeah, warmest day for the next 3 months. And it's a lot of work, but we make do. We have some good times doing it, I guess.
Yeah.
But like Eric said, we probably have about 20 people on the team on an unusual day. And we got 7 out there.
And one new member.
And one new member was out there, actually. Hadn't even airsofted us yet. Probably worked the hardest.
Yeah.
And
we know who's carrying the squad gun.
Yeah, he...
He is not a little guy.
Yes. But he worked pretty hard. We had a... Like every good job has to have a supervisor. We had one guy who stood there with a shovel, looking pretty.
Oh, he didn't have a shovel. I took his shovel from him and started digging.
He was the least muddiest.
Yeah.
Eric's car is pretty torn up with mud right now. Probably should take care of that sometime soon.
Well, you cleaned it out.
Oh, I tried. I felt pretty bad.
Well, you shouldn't. I'm the one that gave you all rides, so...
Airsoft player with empathy.
Yeah. I am really excited for the... I saw something, and I'm not sure if it's true, but it looked like Elite Force and Polar Star are teaming up, which means it is going to be this... The gun that comes out of this is going to be one of the nicest guns ever to be produced by any company ever, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to shoot unicorns and rainbows, basically.
I'm not quite as afraid of unicorns and rainbows as I would be that gun.
Yeah, well, but it's going to shoot amazing.
It will. It would be fun to have. Not so fun to be shot.
It's probably going
to
cost like $1,000.
Oh, yeah. No one's going to have it.
No. Because knowing Elite Force, it's going to be, hey, we're going to have this licensed by H&K. It's going to be a 416. And all the 416s are really expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's also because it's BFC internals. And BFC is the... Well, yeah, they're amazing.
And we're in Iowa, so it's not like we have any big money businesses going on over here. I mean, we got a couple, but nothing really big. No one who plays with us is rich and has money to buy tons of guns.
Well, Meeker, but he doesn't care.
Yeah. He's not rich, but he's got money.
Yeah. His place is also where we play.
So we don't have any, like, local airsofting fields. We don't have anything like that. We actually have a friend who owns probably about 50 acres or so.
57.
57 acres. And some of it's wooded, some of it's field, some of it... And
it's all a hill.
Yeah, it's all hills. So it gets the job done, is what it does.
If you listen to Guerrilla Airsoft, they will talk about Mount Pinos. I've looked up Mount Pinos. This field is basically Mount Pinos in Iowa. That's about what it is. It's hiking up the hill back to respawn. Sucks. And it's not even nice scenery where you can just like sit down and just look. It's trees. And trees. And trees.
And trees.
Yeah, and more trees.
And you forgot about the other trees.
Yeah. And mud.
Wait, what about those other trees over to the left?
Yeah.
Oh, the trees to the right? Oh.
In mud and thorns.
There's way too many thorn bushes to be
pleasantly
enjoyable.
It's still a fun field. We've put a lot of work into that field.
Oh, yeah. And we're about to put a lot more.
Yeah. Something I'm excited for in the new year is some new games we're going to try out. We are going to do a 24-hour straight through nonstop game. And
that new stock battery.
That would be nice.
That would be nice.
But I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah, most likely not. That's going to be pricey.
Well, I have to rewire my M4 anyways. I might as well.
Yeah.
If it's out by then.
That's true.
It's only a prototype.
Unfortunately.
Make it faster, Vulcan. Hurry. yeah. Of course, then I wouldn't be able to get the Troy Battle Axe stock.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't know which I want more. Probably the Troy Battle Axe stock.
Hey.
and a MOSFET.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm. Now we're talking money. Lots of money.
And unfortunately, I'm not really old enough to have much of a job with child labor laws and stuff. Nowhere around here really hires 14-year-olds. So I'm 15.
Except for a really crappy grocery store.
Yeah, a really crappy grocery store that no one likes working at.
Yeah.
So once I'm 16, I'll probably have more money. Yeah, we'll buy some nicer stuff. Look pretty good.
Yeah.
I currently wear a vest with no shirt underneath of it to look pretty cool. That guy.
You wear a vest. You wear
a shirt. I wore a vest, but with no shirt. Oh, I guess I wore like a sleeveless shirt, but I like sleeveless.
Yeah.
Sleeveless.
Yeah, it's really funny to watch him jump when he gets shot at, too. Because he knows if he gets hit in a certain spot, it's going to hurt.
Brian wouldn't stop shooting at me. Like, he didn't think I was calling him a hit, so he just kept firing and firing.
That's why Brian uses a sniper now.
Yes.
People call their kits when they get hit by that. Yeah.
He's a decent sniper, too.
Yeah. So, also I'm kind of excited for in the new year is we're going to be trying out some new members in March.
Oh, that's true.
March. Also, the new KWAs.
Oh, yes.
With the key mod rails.
Oof.
I've fallen in love with key mod rails, and I'm too cheap to go buy them. So I'm considering selling my M4, saving up a little more money, and getting a KWA now. It's about time. That or I just sell all the internals in it and buy a HPA system. Drop the $300 for that.
Yeah. Hey, you got a job. You got money to blow.
Yeah.
Fortunately.
Yeah.
I don't yet.
Yeah. All right, so we're reaching right about a half an hour. I know this show is really short. We're not going to make them real long. I'd like to keep every show under 45 minutes, but since it's our first one and we don't really have any news content and it's the off season for Airsoft out here, we're not lucky enough to be in California, but that's a double-edged sword. So I'm going to just do a couple shout-outs real quick. We'll do a tech tip too.
Yeah, tech tip.
Yep.
Tip. Tech.
Yep.
There we go. Got it.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yay. And maybe a gun review. We'll do a gun review on my pistol.
Right.
Couple shout-outs real quick. I'd like to do a shout-out to Guerrilla Airsoft Radio. They're kind of the main reason I started doing this, is I've been listening to theirs, and it is a lot, their podcast, and it's a lot of fun. Also, Airsoftology, I just loved the stuff that they put out, and then kind of when they went away. But now they're coming back, so that's nice. They both inspired me to do this podcast. Now, I'd say let's probably get on to that tech tip. The tech tip that we're going to do today, and yes, this is on the fly, now I'm making this up, is kind of how to take care of an Elite Force 9-11 TAC, which is also what we'll review. To take care of it, I would just make sure everything's lubricated a lot. After every time you play, just treat it like it's a real gun, take it apart, clean it. Before you put a new CO2 into your mag, always be sure to lubricate the magazine, because, I actually have had it, because I actually want to see what I could put this gun through, and I've had it just over a year, and, I got to the point where it would fire, and the slide would not go back the entire distance because it was not lubricated correctly. So make sure it's lubricated, and you'll have a wonderful gun. Now, the next time I do a tech tip, it'll be a little better, and we'll hopefully have a video accompaniment when we put it up on our YouTube page. Now, the review, the Elite Force 1911 TAC, and Brady's also fired it.
I have fired it. In a pistol game, that was, it was very nice. I liked it a lot.
It's a very nice gun. That's really all you really need to say about it. It kicks pretty decent. And with the new magazines that they just came out, well, not just, but a little bit ago, the extended magazines, those are really nice, and they help the gun a lot. Because the magazine right now that it comes with only holds like 14 rounds. So you get into a battle with somebody with a G variant, can't say the name because we'll get sued, you're going to get destroyed. So it's a nice pistol. Shoots 375 feet per second, mine chronoed at. And so it's not CQB friendly, but it's okay because it shoots a mile. It shoots just under what my M4 shoots, distance-wise, with the hop-up adjusted right. And that's really good for a pistol. If you could put some pretty nice sights on it, I could see it being used more as a sniper's best friend. But otherwise, yeah, it's a great pistol. Really haven't had many issues with it as long as you take care of it. There is a little more maintenance because it's CO2 and not green gas, but, you know. So, I'd say that just about wraps it up.
Okay, I think Eric didn't mention this, but we have a Facebook page for our Airsoft team.
Yes.
And a YouTube channel. Eric has a GoPro.
We do some videos. We're going to start doing some reviews, maybe do video accompaniment along with the podcast. It's both of them are Muscatine Airsoft team. Mm-hmm. And that's it. If you want to play Advanced Warfare or Battlefield, well, Battlefield with me.
I don't have Battlefield. I got Destiny. I got Destiny. I have the crew.
Yeah, the crew.
That's pretty fun. That's fun.
If you want to play those with us, my name on PSN is Klein3030, and Brady's is...
I'm IBFishing99. It's kind of not a great name, but I like fishing. So, yeah. I'm a fishing type of guy.
Yep. So, look us up on YouTube. Look us up on Facebook. This will go up on iTunes. Yeah. So,
not too bad for a first podcast, yeah. I don't think.
Look for the next podcast to hopefully be in 2 weeks. So, that'll be right after we finish the bunker.
All right.
We'll actually do the podcast in the new bunker.
Ooh, that seems interesting.
I have a feeling this will be a lot of echo on that next one.
No worries.
We'll do it.
Like it.
So, signing off, this is Eric.
And Brady.
And we'll see you next time.
See ya.